Dying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And welcoming into the studio and onto our team today, Masichaba Sefularo, who has been following the big story in Hammond's Craft for the last couple of weeks. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's been a long weekend, but it's been great.
Yeah, I can imagine. The story has been going on and on and on, and there's so many sort of angles to look at and who's to blame and who's not to blame and what's going to be done or not done. Where are we at the moment?
And that's precisely it, right? The news moves so quickly that we tend to forget as South Africans. I mean, right now the focus is now on Ace Magashule being kicked out of his own party. But we actually decided to take the time to look back at what has happened since the first announcement of that cholera outbreak in Hammanskraal. Because the story actually goes back beyond, you know, a decade already, where the people of Hammanskraal were complaining about the water issues. And granted, the source of the outbreak has not been found. But, I mean, it's doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this is a waterborne disease and there's a water issue in the area. So we're sitting here now with 32 people known in the country to have died, and the bulk of them come from Hammanskraal, about 29 of those. And we've had, we've spoken to experts, we've gone back and spoken to some of the survivors, we've spoken to bereaved families, we've also spoken to an expert who is basically focused on in municipal infrastructure, and he speaks about the legacy problems in Rooiwal and how it's actually not a quick fix. We know that we've been told that it will take about 4 billion rand to fully rehabilitate that wastewater treatment plant, which is at the center of Hammanskraal's water issues. We know that we've also been given a timeline of about 4 years. But the question that community activists are asking is, then how many people are going to die while we're working towards this? And is it really the permanent solution that the people of Hammanskraal desperately need? President Cyril Ramaphosa visited the area on the 8th of June, and there was quite a mixed reaction in terms of the audience and how they received him. There were people who were saying that, well, it's a little too late. People have already passed away, and had it not been for that, then their cries would have gone unheard as they had been for over a decade. And as others were saying that perhaps now that there's attention at that level, maybe things really will happen as they should. Well, President Cyril Ramaphosa then promised that in the meantime, the people will be getting water delivered to them via tankers from the municipality. We already know that the people of Hammanskraal don't trust that as an immediate solution, because they claim that they had in any case been using the water from the tankers because they knew that they can't drink the water coming out of their taps. So they're very suspicious of that water. However, it's been presented to them as the immediate solution. The midterm solution that's been given to them is that there will be a package plant built by Magali's Water in the next 6 months that will assist in a way, because it cannot cater for that entire population, will assist in a way to, you know, help provide that all-important service of giving water. And then, we wait for Rooiwal's full rehabilitation in the next 4 years.
It's just, it's so frustrating, you know, that on the whole, nothing gets done around, you know, municipalities and so on until there's a disaster.
Yeah.
It's sort of wait. Now it's a catastrophe. Now we must do something.
And that's exactly it. So on our feature, which you will find on the Jacaranda FM website, if you click on news, we've gone and divided this into four parts. We've spoken about the background, as in the legacy of the problem. We've spoken about the human impact. There is a lady that we spoke to who lost two of her young children, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, just days apart. We also spoke, like I said earlier, to the municipal expert who actually explains why, infrastructure such as this for sanitation never really gets prioritized, because people want roads, they want schools, they want community libraries, and the stuff that never gets seen, the underground piping, usually gets ignored. And the political narrative around this is to give people what they want here and now. But in the long term, it boils down to this, where lives are lost, and it's really immeasurable the kind of damage that this kind of negligence does. Because what else can we call it? The Human Rights Commission already raised the alarm in 2019. People had been taken to the streets and protesting about this. And just nothing was ever really done.
Yeah, and this is where we sit.
Pardon me, and yes, perhaps in that context, also mention, because sometimes these stories can feel far away. It's such a big problem. It's infrastructure. It's billions of rands. It affects people. It affects lived lives. And I think the feature really highlights that in terms of it is mense wat geraak word. Ons moet almal omgee as daar sulke onreg nog steeds plaasvind vandag.
100%. Yeah, the feature is up. It's incredible. It's on jacarandafm.com. You can go and have a look. Master Chaba has done some absolutely incredible work on this story since the beginning. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
It's Master Chaba Sefularo from our Jacar Newsroom. And you can go and check out the entire story is there in four parts on Jacaranda FM.
Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.